I don't like your pentatonic, happy to be here, Disney Channel vibe.
Bad songwriting. Smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press recording, uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk Spanish. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Like, I looked at that picture, I was like, that's not that. They don't look that skinny.
They're not.
No, they don't look that skinny at all.
You're right. They look like fat jeans. You're right.
I feel like that's a common theme with me, too, though. Like, I don't wear skinny enough pants when I look down. I'm like, oh, it's fucking tight as hell on my balls. But then when I look at myself in pictures, I look like I'm wearing a windsock or something like that for pants. Right. Like, they're huge. I gotta go tighter.
But on it, no, I mean, please don't. These are skinny. They are skinny. They're noticeably like tight. When like take them off, I feel like I'm removing a layer like on my skin. If I can tell that they've been like right pressed up against my skin, it hadn't been like free flowing clothing.
It's sort of like it almost like you gotta itch it a little.
Like it's a wetsuit off or something, and you feel like a layer has come off, and you feel like the air hits your leg, and you're like, oh. That wasn't my leg earlier that was exposed to the little elements. I had covering there.
Do you get the indention in your skin from the seam?
I wasn't paying that much attention.
Probably then they're not skinny.
You're not there yet.
I don't think I want to get there, but I do have gotten progressively more skinny. And I bought some regular jeans, like regular fit jeans. This last time I was like, I just want some relaxed jeans. Yeah. And so I was like, maybe just like regular, you know, straight cut jeans. And I put them on, like, these things are like trash bags around my legs. I feel like they're so wide leg now. Hmm. And I used to wear wide leg jeans, you know.
Are you rejecting 1998 right now? And you're like, be gone, 1998. I exercise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Be gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now, I was just cracking up at this whole conversation, just listening to my side of it, by the way.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, including Del's parents and Del's family, to the Deranged Penguin Podcast.
Ayo!
Yeah, we're watching the Grammys sort of live. It's on. Del's gonna be like, oh my god, Lady Gaga, you gotta go watch it. And then put his skinny jeans on to watch it. We will accommodate
him. I got him on already. I'm ready.
All right, okay. All right, so Del got to listen to Lady Gaga, his idol.
He looks like a changed man.
Yeah.
My face is glowing.
I thought that was just your glasses.
Oh, yeah. A little bit. Maybe that.
Lady Gaga did, she did the,
tribute.
David Bowie medley. And I gotta say, I mean, you can got anybody up there, because David Bowie couldn't really sing.
On the Grammys, that is.
Yeah, there were literally 150 people in the audience. Any one of them could have got up there and done David Bowie, because he couldn't sing worth the name, you know? Let's dance. You know, everybody else is doing the work, playing the music and stuff. But that's just my opinion. Dale, what did you think of it?
I mean, I thought she was the perfect person to get up there and do it.
I know that's what everybody thought. They're like, oh, Lady Gaga is like crazy and has weird...
theatrical.
Yeah. I'm like, okay,
I think she has a lot of... she owes a lot of her shtick to him. I think it's the second time we've used that tonight. I'm going to keep trying to use that.
Keep how many times do you think you worked that in?
I'm going to see.
You're going to go for double digits?
It's going to be my shtick tonight. So
okay, so it's four. So yeah, I'm I'm saying.
Well, I want to comment on that. Like, I don't know if that's a bad thing. I think the way that how she so closely hewed some of her act to Madonna's act for a while there was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever. It's hard to do anything new, especially now, because everything's been recorded, you know, for 60, 70 years, right? I mean, this is like the 60th Grammys, and
it's
the recording, and it has all been done. You know, you have heard B.B. King when he was young, when he's middle-aged, when he's old, and then when he's had it, right?
I don't know. There's no new B.B. King.
Well, not anymore, because he's dead. And I couldn't see him. He didn't let me. But my point is that it's hard to do anything new, right? It's hard to do it, like, to change the game. And so there's nothing wrong with that. I was thinking about the slam dunk competition where finally they added. I didn't watch it. I literally said, we don't have to watch this because the slam dunk competition has sucked for, like, 5 years. But every 5 years, after it sucked, when it's reached
we're not talking about the slam
critical mass, competition. Then it's awesome.
How did we start talking about sports?
Didn't we say that in Adam's Wikipedia, everything goes back to sports?
I thought it was fantastic. Next, we keep going.
But, okay, so my point about that, Dell, is that,
bring it on down.
Yeah, she owes a lot of her shtick to his shtick, but, I mean, you can't help but be influenced. If she was trying to, like, come up with the same ideas at the same time he was, like, you know, like now, you'd be like, well, it's great that you realize this point in you know, creativity, but David Bowie already did it. So what are you doing? You know, like, you have to take it to the next level. You have to study the people before you. You have to do a literature review, right?
Exactly.
No.
So you still hate her? Or is that why you love her?
No, I think that I like what Lady Gaga's about. I just think, I think that she was the right person. I think that her voice fit. Like, she was able to, like, I think David Bowie has a unique voice. I think that it's different. I think it's different and not part of the normal mainstream, but I think it's very unique and identifiable, easily identifiable.
No, I don't know what he's saying. I'm like, who's that? It's just like a dude talking. Who's talking back there? Oh, David Bowie talking. Let's dance.
But I thought she did a great tribute to him. She's not as live as David Bowie. Like, her movements were not like...
Yeah.
You know,
she's too stiff for your shtick.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's be taken a lot of ways. But
yeah,
how could you take it with your shtick, though? What you telling?
If we could just...
Well, what about the other? What about the other performances? No,
the
shtick only increases.
Kendrick Lamar blew me away.
I want
to go listen to "Pimp a Butterfly" now.
Sorry. You hadn't? You ain't listened to it yet?
I've never heard of any of his stuff.
Do you know that he's 5'5"?
Yeah, he's a little guy.
That's even better.
That's probably why he's so great.
He's very small.
Because he's so small.
And he was born in 1987.
Yeah. David Bowie was 74 years old in 1987.
That's not true, but...
You can't prove that, Del.
Give it to him.
He's dead, so we'll never know.
We can't ask him how old he was in 1987. I mean, that's why we were, like, really excited. Like, we were looking back on it, and we're like, could we have gone to go see Haim at Lollapalooza? And it turns out they were at Lollapalooza, and they were playing a show at the same time as Kendrick Lamar, and we chose to go see Kendrick Lamar. So I don't really mind. I feel like we made the right choice, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, he put on a good show. It was good. It was good times. I like Good Kid, Mad City. That was pretty great. To Pimp a Butterfly is pretty great, too. It just kind of weird. It's like conception. It's a whole album. Like, throughout the whole album.
Exactly.
He does, he recites part of a poem. That's not really my favorite part. But, I mean, I respect the artistry and whatnot.
Well, that's what, like, I was listening to, like, okay, it's a rapper. And then I was like, holy crap, this dude, like... This is super complex, like rhythmically complex, like what he's doing, overlaying rhythms and suddenly changing meters and stuff. And then there's a sax, and then there's free jazz going on behind him, like real legit jazz. And he's like rapping hardcore, like in your face nonstop for like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And just the fact that he was able to like keep it all together like that was kind of amazing. And then like the layer of like, I couldn't understand 90% of what he says. I'm gonna have to go read it, obviously. But but the mixture of tribal, like African kind of stuff layered into it too. Like it was just, it seemed very intentionally thought out and piqued my interest, and I gained immediate respect for that guy. Then I started reading about him, and my respect kept going up and up and up. So
yeah, I mean,
short.
You're yeah. like. My respect went up, but he stayed down there, way down yeah. there.
But he's still.
Yeah, I mean, I think somebody said, I don't know, I didn't have been heard of, but look in the new No Parties in L.A. that Kanye out-rapped him in that one. But it's pretty much Kanye and Kendrick Lamar that are like the two
I don't top of their game. I don't feel so great about Kanye West as a rapper.
I think Kanye, yeah. he's not the greatest lyricist. But I think when you have the total package, like he makes a great song, though.
Yeah, so he can be a producer.
No, I'm saying, but like he puts it together. Like he's good enough as a rapper to put it all together.
Pharrell. Like I think Pharrell's a better producer. So
yeah, I mean,
so what's the big deal, Kanye?
I'm with you, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard his new one because I'm not going to get like, fucked.
Whoa, Brad's with me?
I changed my mind.
I am wearing work slacks right now, so I guess.
There's not been anything that mode that Kanye has done
that
has put him on the radar for me.
Dang, you know? Hot sports opinion right there. Dale firing him off.
Just saying.
Let loose the hot sports opinion.
I felt like he's right in the generic sort of place at hip-hop. Is today like he's right in the center of it all, and I feel like Kendrick is like taking the art or whatever and introducing new elements, interesting elements, successfully or not successfully. I'm not commenting on that, but it was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think I listened to To Pimp a Butterfly, and that was pretty great. And I mean, I listened to a lot. I mean, I'm not really, because I guess I'm not 22. I'm not really into Chance the Rapper, but I listened to that, and I'm like, yeah, I can appreciate the lyricism, but I guess I'm just old, too old for it. Yeah.
You know what? Like, and if you...
What's up, Gina?
If you want to further compare Kanye to Kanye. Kendrick Lamar, yeah. We watched... If you watched SNL this weekend, Kanye West was on there, and he did two performances, and they were so stupid and boring to watch. He tries harder to be interesting than he is interesting. And we saw Kendrick Lamar perform on SNL before, and yeah. I thought it was weird as hell.
Yeah, he's weird.
But, I mean, it was interesting.
Yeah.
It made me uncomfortable. It's like, why is he doing that?
That's always a good sign.
It's a little bit like that. Like, it reminds me... As every genre of music kind of gets like that. Like, I remember when Guns N' Roses were like, they got together and they didn't really like the way Axl Rose was taking the band, because they're like, I don't know, we had fucking pianos and fucking choirs and shit. When I signed up for this band, it was just to play straight up rock and roll. That's what I wanted to play. And now we got all this fucking touring choir and shit. People get, you get weird and expansive once you get some money and you get to explore your artistry, right? You know, Axl Rose playing fucking 8 Minute November Rain. And I mean, you look at it, it's the same way with hip-hop and rap, right? Like, they're like the mixtapes. It's a beat CD, and the dude just freestyling over it. And then, eventually, you're like, well, shit, I just had two critically acclaimed albums, so now when I perform at the Grammys, I'm going to have a fucking procession where I'm going to come out like we're in, you know, in chains from the prison, and then we're going to just do, you know, what is it, like... the glow-in-the-dark paint where we're wearing tribal gear. That's, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You get to do that when you make a little money and you have critically acclaimed albums, I guess. It's just funny to me.
So. I feel like that was sort of Kanye's mentality on the Twisted Dark Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the songs were long. Some of those videos were...
Indulgent, I think. I think that one was a great album. I didn't really like Yeezus that much. I didn't really like that
one. I think the Twisted Dark Fantasy was the last album that I really enjoyed the album, like the whole thing.
Start to finish.
So
that was that.
I'll be,
you know,
this. I'm going to listen to Pimp a Butterfly, and y'all tell me which Kanye album I should check out, and I will check one of those out.
Well, all right. You got to listen to two of Kanye West's album. You have to listen
to it. Why does Kanye get two?
Well, you can listen to both Kendrick Lamar albums. Like, there's only two for him. He has mixtapes and things, but there's only two. So one is College Dropout that Rolling Stone listed as the 100 greatest album. It's an all-time classic, right? It is the one that basically if Nirvana's Nevermind brought grunge in and killed hair metal, then College Dropout killed gangster rap as being the rap genre that is everybody's doing. It made it, you know, I mean, it made it cool to be just a regular dude rapper and not, you don't have to be shot
hardcore
a series of times, you know.
Right. He gets credit for that.
Well, I mean, that was a big thing. Like, they told him a bunch of times, they're like, you're not in a gang. You didn't do any of this. You were just a dude. Yeah, and so that was kind of how that came about.
Didn't Jay-Z already do that? Like,
Jay-Z was.
Yeah, but he was also like.
He had
the dealer sort of mentality thing going for him, too.
I mean, and it opened the door for a lot of these rappers that are just dudes. That, like, it was like, was it acid rap? Was
what
like,
about Childish Gambino? Yeah.
I mean, it opened the door for that. That's what I'm saying.
Did it?
Yeah.
He came after?
The College Dropout came out in 2004.
Childish Gambino came out, like, 2010. Yeah. 2012.
Yeah.
I guess.
So, as I'm saying, it made all that nerd backpack-wearing rap, you know what I mean, kind of in. It made it okay to do that.
A million of guys like that already.
So, listen to that. Listen to that.
All those guys... doing that way before.
I don't want to hear white people rap. All right, so then
he's a black dude. What are you talking about?
I don't want to hear black white dudes rap. No, I made a guess. I was trying to shot in the dark racism.
Hieroglyphics.
As I'm saying, I'm talking about like at the macro level where everybody just knows. Okay. I mean, there's lots of different. There's always been lots of different.
Popularized.
Yeah, there's always been lots of different varieties of rap. I mean. You know, you can't just say
comments in that other genre.
Yeah, I mean, there's been lots of other lyricists
like
that are just
stinky,
you know,
rap.
Yeah, Mos Def.
Yeah, and I think that's what they said is like Kanye brought together Talib Kweli and then Jay-Z and put them together. Now here they go. Anyway, so you listen to College Dropout and then you listen to my Dark Twisted Fantasy. Don't listen to Yeezus or Watch the Throne or even this one, The Life of Pablo. I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm like Paul the Apostle, and I'm like also Pablo Escobar, and I'm also like Pablo, a dude that just works in the field. I'm like, all right.
Wait, there's a new one?
That's the one that everybody's talking about. Yeah, it's the one everybody's been talking about this week.
I don't know. Fucking never mind.
Long story short.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Black People here in Black History Month, Dell.
That definitely makes up for me missing a fact last week.
Yeah, you missed a fact.
We are now flooded.
You have another fact
black
about
information.
You have another fact, a black fact.
One time,
ladies and gentlemen, black.
I was jumping rope and accidentally stepped on the jump rope, and it had beads on it, and I slipped and skinned my knee. And I thought I was going to die. First grade.
How old?
First good grade. Fact.
Now, were you the first black lady to do that?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say. It may have happened to some of my people before, but I can definitely speak about that first.
Probably not in that exact way.
Probably not.
Any possibility for reparations because of this event?
I don't know. What do you got, Brad? You should give her like $5 for that.
It is your fault.
I thought you owed me a dollar, Adam.
Well, that's me owing you a dollar, and then I'll give it to Gina then. There you go.
Just give her the dollar.
I'll give her the dollar. You live in Virginia.
Don't hand me down reparations.
Yeah. Straight from the hand.
The coolest thing, just in general, like my brother was sitting there listening to it, and he's like, it just sounds like noise to me. And I was like, you know, Jeff. There are a lot of people the generation before us that said the same thing about a lot of things that we listen to.
Was it, like the Beatles, like Paul McCartney said that his dad, they played I Love You, yeah, they played that. And he was like, that's really great, but can you say I Love You, yes, yes, yes? And they're like, no, Dad, you don't get it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I mean, I just don't understand why you can't say yes, 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 but whatever. I mean, it sounds fine.
Good try, boys.
I love you. Not yes, unusual yes,
to
yes.
Be loved by anyone. That's what I think of. Like, if they're saying it that way. She loves you. Yes, yes, yes. Could happen. It'd be not the Beatles. It
wouldn't be. Well, I mean, that's the, it's the thing is that, you know, they didn't say, they wouldn't say yes, yes, yes. All right. So yeah, the Grammys are on. Kendrick Lamar didn't win. They're still on right now. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Stevie Wonder can still sing, and that dude is 800 years old.
He's like 68.
I know,
or 65.
Stevie's amazing.
Yeah, he's up there singing. He's singing.
Did you watch his performance, Brad?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the Grammys. I don't have cable.
I just asked because
it's on regular TV. You can stream
with the what are they called?
Oh, the Pentatonics. Yeah.
It's not the
Shit. Are you kidding me? I was like, man, they look like fucking douches. Brad Wood like
sounded great.
No.
Didn't they?
I'll give them a high five, internet high five, for staying in their lane and letting Stevie Wonder do his thing. You know? They didn't try to over
sing. They had
sing.
To. People would hate them.
Exactly. I would be like, look, Pentatonix, who the fuck you think you are? When you have all-time classics.
You are.
Yeah.
Mr. Have, Martini.
No.
Sitting here behind your screen, mm-hmm. chastising somebody, getting out there singing their dick off.
They can sing their dick off. You know what my problem is? They seem too happy when they're singing. I'm like, what the fuck are you smiling about? Quit fucking smiling.
Stevie Wonder, dude. Stevie Wonder is happy.
No. They showed their video,
they're
and they're
like that.
We're singing like that. In a warehouse. I'm like, fuck you.
I mean,
what the fuck? Get out of the warehouse. Get to work, you fucking lazies.
The other thing about it is, I'd be fucking happy as shit, too. You're just singing? Jenna. Really?
My name's not Janet.
Somebody's paying you, Jenna, to sing. Would that be all right?
It would be all right.
Instead of going to work?
You don't have to look so happy.
You don't have to be on that conference call anymore.
I don't know that it excuses Kids Bop Face, but...
Yeah. Get out of here with your Disney Channel face on, man. Get that shit out of here. Would David Bowie have smiled like that? No.
Maybe.
He would have put a clown face on.
Let's dance.
Yeah, and he would have talked, sang, and Del would have loved it.
Put on your dancing shoes.
Oh my God! Did you hear the melody in his voice? It's so distinct.
His voice was melodic. I said it's easily identifiable.
You're like, man, everybody's singing on this track except that one dude who's talking. Who's that guy? It's like when Freddie Mercury was killing it, and then what's the M's in the back? You can whatever. Fucking Count David Bowie. Sit the fuck down.
So upset that David Bowie is better than you.
Man.
So pissed off about it.
I'm not upset he's better than me.
Sipping your brandy.
Mm. It's regular ass wine right now.
Just wine.
Yeah. I mean,
he's never going back to the brandy. It's over.
Never.
I've drank all of it. It's been drinking.
And now you don't have to drink anymore.
It's been drunken. Drunken.
Get back to your beer.
Let's drink.
So Pentatonix, they were good. There were a lot of people that had pitch issues tonight. Adele.
Yeah, she did.
That sucks.
It was bad to hear that.
Yeah, it was like, I think they were saying it was the sound guy was cocking it up, but whatever. Yeah, it was
probably
a little bit.
Well, there was something going on. I think something fell on one of the piano strings.
Yeah.
And you could hear like the cliss clanging. And then they got rid of it, but then it came back, and I think that there was something laying across one of the piano strings. That's all I could figure out. Because I was like, what is that guitar? It sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Who else had pitch issues, Adele?
Ellie Adele. Goulding had a little bit of issues.
Man, I don't like her.
Whoever the other person is.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't think we saw her performance.
The black chick, the one that was in her fur coat?
Mm-hmm.
She was singing with Ellie Goulding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's who that was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does she always look like that?
Yeah.
I've never seen her before.
No, well, I'm saying...
I didn't know which one was Ellie Goulding.
Doesn't she look a little busted?
Yeah, she did.
Did she have like college? Anyway, they both. I mean, whatever. I don't like either of those chicks particularly.
These kids.
I mean, I think at a certain point, it sounds like they're shrieking also. And then same thing with Tori Kelly and then the other dude with the hat on.
Like voices, like a lot of them could sing really well, but they just sing like children. I'm like, why are they singing like little girls? Give us an example. You can check out the show.
Give us an example. DVR, you can carry a tune.
DVR it.
You can carry it.
I don't know what they were singing. I'm just saying.
Just make it up. Sing ABCD and do it like
I'm
they
just
did.
Saying.
What does singing like a child mean?
I know what you're saying. Like, what does it mean? Ellie Goulding, I was like, she like has one trick to her voice.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Andra Day, that kind of raspy, and she didn't have that big a range, and it wasn't very dynamic, but it grabs you.
I'm not grabbed.
Her sound.
I'm not
but
grabbed.
Andra Day, that chick can sing. She can sing.
Yeah.
And she can also do the Ellie Goulding thing. Or Goulding, however you say her name. She Goodish. Got a raspy, husky sort of thing going on.
I don't know. She looks busted, though.
I don't care, man. She sings. I don't care. She sang well.
Look, it's the
Taylor
vampire
Swift
comment.
Had a couple of pitch issues, but she wasn't.
She's always like that. She could never. She's never on.
But her music's not about, like, whatever. You don't notice it.
She's just happy to be here.
She's happy for anybody to be anywhere.
She and the Pentatonix?
Yeah, they're all. Like, when the other dude won, she was like, oh my God! And, like, jumping up and down. I was like, wait, Taylor Swift, you didn't win nothing. Go ahead, Del.
Yeah. Jackson Brown forgot a lyric. Come on, take it easy. It's okay.
That's fine. Nobody remembers all that.
Yeah.
I bet you they didn't remember all that either.
But.
Take it easy.
I think Taylor Swift is secretly a fucking gangster.
What does that mean?
I think she's good, but...
No, I think that's part of her shtick, is, like, acting all, like, I'm so fucking excited for you!
Oh, yeah.
And I think she will kill people behind closed doors.
I mean,
I'd rather see that.
For real. Then I'd like...
Than her Space Cadet performance.
I like Space Cadets. I don't like your Pentatonix, Happy to Be Here, Disney Channel vibe. You know, but then again, I don't. Gina and I both. This is how we bond, right? When we looked into each other's eyes and then made a child. It was when
stabbed each other.
Yeah, it was when we saw. We're both like, I don't like uplifting songs. Like this song sounds too uplifting.
I don't want to be upset all the time.
No, I don't want. I mean, you think about. I like grunge. I like the blues. You know what I mean?
No, it's like Kurt Cobain said. I wish I was like you, easily amused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
I can't just be, oh my God, guys, a shiny light. Woo! It's, I mean, come on.
So shiny.
No. Sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down. Wow. I like Del. I like that. I enjoy listening to Del saying, eh, that was off. That was the key of E, and it should have been a C minus or whatever in the fuck. I don't know. I don't know how they do that.
I was really that's the first time I've like sat down and listened to Adele, and I wanted it to blow me away, and it was not. It was just bad.
She was bad here. You could tell that. I don't know what that meant.
But everybody knows she can sing.
But she just had surgery, right? Vocal cord surgery or something like that?
Like a year ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
She takes a while to recover. I mean, the dude from Counting Crows had to quit music for like 5 years after he had that surgery or whatever surgery he had. Who else was I looking at? I think... Oh, Nile Rodgers was the guitarist. On that Bowie stuff, that's pretty awesome. He's a killer funk guitarist.
What'd you think of the Lionel Richie tribute?
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I thought Nelly Furtado nailed it more. I thought she was kind of the standout there.
You mean
there?
Demi Lovato?
Is that who that was? Yeah. Demi Lovato? Yeah, that person.
The one with the butt chin?
Or Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado. I looked at Nelly Furtado. I was like, they kind of look the same. Maybe it's true.
Nelly Furtado, right? I know. Nelly Furtado is right now eating a bag of chips in Canada, where she's from Canada, right?
Yes. Demi Lovato.
She's fucking chilling out.
I thought she was good.
Yeah, she could sing.
She looked greasy.
I miss John Legend's most of his stuff. I'm sure it was great.
Yeah. I like John Legend.
It was all right.
Oh.
I didn't know Lionel Richie wrote Brick House.
Take it slow.
That was pretty cool. No.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And then
Demi Lovato.
Huh. Put your boner down, Brad. God. Such a
perv. She looks like the big sister to all the other
to like Selena Gomez singers. You can't say that, Brad, because you are 48 years old and you're just like right in that creep zone. So even if you're just doing it innocently, it sounds creepy.
I don't know what any of these people look like. I'm Googling them as
they're
mentioned. And making weird noises.
Yeah, you're watching Disney Channel with your kids and you're like, oh, who's that Demi? Who's that one there? That's Demi Lovato, Dad. All right. Daddy has to use the restroom.
You know what? Fuck you all. I'll just
I thought the country guy that came out and sang Lionel Richie's song. I was like, why?
Yeah. What's his name?
He looked like a Manning.
I don't know.
He looked like Luke Manning. Yeah.
Yeah, but his
long
name
lost
was
brother.
Luke James?
Bryant?
Luke Bryant.
That's the dude that my uncle's like, oh, Luke Bryant is the shit. I'm like, shut up, uncle.
He looks like the lost Manning.
My uncle has a weird range of music. Like, we're going to go. There's like a River City Rock Fest, right? And it's like Megadeth, Scorpions,
Disturbed. Miley Cyrus.
No, but I mean, he was like just said like Luke Bryan thing, but he was like, fucking Megadeth, we gotta go. It's like, all right, Uncle, we'll go. Once really a year, I hang out and I enjoy bands of the late 80s with my uncle. That's fine. It's fine. Well, let's listen to Megadeth.
Stevie Wonder shit stole the show tonight, I think.
He did. Well, he did.
With his commentary and his singing.
Yeah. Because he's fucking Stevie Wonder. He's the shit.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
You know who wasn't the shit? The fucking Pentagons over there. Fuck you, Brad.
They did great, man. They stood up right next to him and sang with him, and it was awesome.
It was
good.
And
they probably wrote the arrangement, too, so.
What was awesome about it?
It was a great
sounded
groove.
Like
the bass and drum groove was awesome. The harmony sat in right underneath Stevie like they should. They supported him. They even had a little bit of a flashy moment, and they nailed that.
Man, you could have just got any of the backup singers in any of the groups there. They could have done the same.
Maybe, but backup singers are amazing.
Yeah, they are amazing.
They are that, but they also couldn't. Their harmonies are so tight. They really are, man. They're good.
It doesn't do it for me. Maybe if they weren't smiling all the goddamn time, I'd like them. Quit fucking smiling.
It never even
Pentagons.
Showed them. It was like on Stevie Wonder the whole time.
As it should have been.
I'm not saying it should have been.
You're just pissed because you haven't gotten any in a while, Adam. That's what it is.
I'm celibate now. I realize.
You really are like a Jesuit priest right
now.
Yeah,
I realize the error of my ways. It's like, see, you know, they warned you about this. You know? You have sex, you have responsibilities. I'm like, holy shit. Never doing that again.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Brad. Does Brad look happy? Children. No. He dresses like Derek Zoolander.
That's why
fleece.
He keeps his fleece zipped up so high.
Unhappy man in America.
He's like,
you gotta keep
stay
this
back.
Thing tight.
You stay away from me, woman.
A little lock on.
I don't have one more nickel for college tuition. I will not.
I don't want to fucking spill water on the mogwai.
Don't feed the vagina after midnight. Sorry, Dell.
Real mature, guys. Real mature.
I'm sorry. Dell is truly is celibate. He works in the church.
So real Grammy'd out? Are we good?
I'm Grammy'd out.
What y'all think about the Alexander Hamilton deal?
I'm excited about it. I've been excited about it.
I didn't know about it.
I mean, it's another fucking reason why I need to get out of
a Broadway play
over here and move to fucking Nueva York,
Hamilton.
You know?
Yeah.
That's where the good shit happens. Nobody's like, hey, check out this fucking amazing play in fucking Richmond, Virginia. No, they're not doing that.
Ever. I'm going to go ahead and say, have fun in New York.
What does
he just put on
ahead.
A second fleece.
Go the fuck ahead
when he
said and you
that.
Have some fun in New York.
What does that
after,
even mean?
He zips
after
up
you
his
have
third
kid,
layer.
And you're living in your fucking one and a half bedroom apartment with you and your mother-in-law.
You mean
and
half
you have time. You have time for zero shit because you have to work so much to afford your rent. You can't even fucking afford to go to your... Have fun in New York.
It's not even that expensive
it's not that
there.
Expensive.
Unless you're going to live in Manhattan.
Like fucking...
In a building
yeah,
that, yeah, we
in
can't
fucking
afford.
Trump Tower or some shit, you know?
Okay, so like, where would you live? Like Brooklyn?
Yeah,
maybe even Harlem.
Park
maybe
Slope,
Harlem, got, dickhole. Yeah. Maybe Harlem.
Guess what's
it's
on the upswing?
It's already been
Harlem.
Gentrified. It's I know not that. Cool yes. for you to say that right now.
I know. No, well, I'm saying not. He was like, well, Park Slope has been fucking gentrified. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I looked
everywhere
it up.
Everywhere is gentrified,
yes,
man.
I'm saying it's all relatively
but
speaking.
But it's still not that expensive.
Yeah, relatively speaking. It's expensive, yeah, but then, you know, whatever. I'm saying it's not that you expensive. Get, I mean, you get what you pay for. Yeah. Yes. There's fucking New York's right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
New York, capital of cultural capital of America.
Yes.
It's right there. You yes. know what I mean? So
it'd
there's
be,
a
yeah,
there's a premium to pay for it. Sure.
And so
well, I'll just say, like look, said, living in Dallas was more fun in some respects than it is living in San Antonio. It just because shit's happening in Dallas, nothing's happening here in San Antonio, you know. And just like if I moved out into fucking Bandera County, less shit, you know, is happening yeah. out there. So I'm just saying, yeah, if I move over there, stuff's going to happen, and it's going to cost
and
more.
And if you have the money for it and the time for it, dude, fantastic. Live in New York. It'd be fun as hell.
Look, nobody.
You know what is, you nobody know what is not cheap you. In New York? Private schools. You know how many people I know who live in New York with kids still?
I don't know.
One. I know one person who lives in New York.
What
with
do the
kids.
Other ones do with their children?
I know. They toss them in the East River. That's what happens.
Yeah,
that's
exactly right. Well, the Hudson. But I mean, whatever. No, everybody fucking left.
I mean, look, I'm sorry they can't hack life, all right? You know what I mean? It's not my problem. You know what I mean? It's not my problem that you're upset with your life and your life choices. Again, it's not my fault. I didn't spend all my money on fleece.
Big monster ball shit when you don't have to pay for private school.
I know. I know that. What do you think? I live in fucking San Antonio, dickhead? God. I hope you and the Pentatonix could go.
We're gonna fucking have the best evening together.
Hey, who is this asshole? Like five of them just looking at me.
It's gonna be great.
Like, what the fuck is this guy? They're gonna harmonize and ask who the fuck you are while smiling, though. So it's gonna be pleasant. All right, let's move on. Brad wanted to talk about something, and it wasn't
dunk contest. Such a good dunk contest. You know, every year. I get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then the morning after, I'm like, oh, it was a pretty good Valentine's Day. Because every year, NBA All-Star Weekend coincides with Valentine's Day. And every year, I'm like, fuck! I just want to be able to look at some of the NBA All-Star events without, you know, without putting my life on hold. Because
isn't
it impossible
that happens every year? Like, can't that only happen, like,
yeah,
three out of seven years, it's like a three-day series of events.
Yeah, don't don't trust his math, but he's kind of right. So yeah,
so kind of right. So anyway, but I also want to have fun with my wife and celebrate Valentine's
Day. We don't need to know that.
Take off the
Those
two don't really coincide very well. In my house, I don't know how they do in other people's houses, but they don't really do very well in my house. This year, had a fantastic Valentine's Day. Cooked steaks with the girls. We were both tired as shit, and we ate too much, which means, but that opens the door for TV, right?
So
I stayed on, zipped up. I turned on the television and watched the dunk contest for the first time in a couple of years, and it was fan-fucking-tastic.
That was the NBA line. It's like, NBA, it's fantastic. So Brett is just quoting him. He is a marketing show. I agree.
You really have to appreciate sports and basketball and stuff to like the dunk contest.
Yeah, you were like, I remember one time when Blake Griffin won, you were like, they do this every year? This seems kind of cool. But then,
like a cool idea, but I wasn't, he jumped over the hood of a car. I was like, yeah. Tall ass, you should be able to do that. I mean,
and if it's like, if he jumped over like the hood of like a tank,
I'd be impressed. I'd
be impressive, I'd be right? Impressed, but he jumped over like a Kia.
Yeah.
You
know?
I think this is what the NBA does that is so much better than the NFL and even the Major League Baseball is they embrace the game. It's supposed to be fun. And they say, hey, world-class athletes, have some fun. Like, don't play defense. show everybody how fucking amazing you are.
It's because their players look goofy.
A little bit of that too, but they do everything.
You gotta have
everything,
fun with them.
Yeah, they all sort of look like caricatures.
Yeah, everything from, and then the game lends itself to that, because everything from the Celebrity All-Star Challenge, because everybody plays basketball, and that's why, like, basketball is like, it's kind of America's pastime. A little bit.
Plays basketball.
Huh?
Everybody
except for Dell.
Yeah, Dell doesn't play basketball. Dell's pretty terrible.
Father of the Bride. You guys love basketball.
Yeah. You guys seem like you're on, like, you, if you could choose a path, it would be Steve Martin. And so
choose Steve Martin path, please.
Thanks, Steve Martin. And so, I mean, yeah, he was playing basketball. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying. It's like, you got Celebrity Game, you got the Skills Challenge, and then you have a feat of fucking ridiculous athleticism. Let me jump and put the ball under my legs while I'm 9 feet in the air. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I can't do that 3 inches above the ground. You know what I mean?
And the two guys who were in the finals of the dunk contest both put on good shows. I disagreed with the outcome. I thought that the guy who did not win should have won.
Yeah.
He had this one where he jumped over his mascot.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was good. Yeah. I saw clips.
It's a little bit like, I mean, so for some context, everybody always talks about Dominique and Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan doing it, going back and forth. They're like, that was great. That was literally like it right there, man. So it looks like Taylor Swift won some or something.
And she's being very modest and surprised.
Yeah, like, what? Me? Anyway, so then they even stopped doing the dunk contest in the late 90s. They're like, okay, all the dunks have been dunked. Nothing left. Then they went on a strike and they came back. They're like, okay, let's bring back. Let's give it to the fans. Dunk contest. 2000.
Vince Carter.
In fucking Oakland. Vince Carter just fucking did ridiculous dunks that I was like, that should not even be possible. Who does a reverse 360 windmill? What? And he brought back the dunk contest. And it came back. And he basically, with the force of Vince Carter, sustained it for 10 years. Yeah. And then there's some other ones. Nate Robinson won a couple times. And then, you know, whatever. There's some gimmick. It got real gimmicky. And then, again, the stars dropped out again. LeBron James famously never participated. You know, and that's a knock on him. Because, like, Kobe Bryant won a slam dunk contest. Or he participated. Actually, Brent Berry won the 96 contest. You know, like, stars have been in the contest all the way up until, like, LeBron gave up. He didn't do it. And now you got Zach LaVine, who's like, meh. I mean, he's going to be okay. He's a guy. Yeah, he's a guy. It's not LeBron. It's not, you know, the main dudes.
I had never heard of Eric Gordon before.
Aaron Gordon.
Aaron, there you go.
No wonder.
Then he still hadn't heard of him. But I still don't know who the guy is.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, whatever. The guy could dunk. It's amazing. Everybody have fun. And then you move on for the rest of the season. I think the NBA All-Star Game, the whole weekend, the whole thing is great. They do it right. NFL one, they're like, please take us seriously. Please. We're actually going to put it before the Super Bowl so that way you can please join us. And in the baseball one, they're like, please take it seriously. We'll make it count for the World Series. Please, you know. NBA All-Star Game is fun. Yeah. Do you have any other thoughts on that?
No. I was just thankful the stars aligned, and I happened to be able to watch it on a year that it happened to be really good.
You know what's weird to me? I'm really old. Is I remember Mike Jordan's last game in New York, right? And I remember that Kobe Bryant won. I was like, they're like, this is a fucking turning point. Kobe Bryant's going to take over the league. Like, he's the next dude. Like, there was one where I remember Kevin Garnett threw him an alley-oop, and he grabbed it from, like, the free throw line. He pulled back and dunked it in the middle of the game. And, like, I was like, fucking hate this guy, Kobe Bryant. Fucking Kobe Bryant. And, but now he's done. Here, fucking 20 years later, he's like, well, he's done. He scores a little 10 points. I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's crazy, right? So who do you think the next gen leader is? Like, based on what you see right now.
Well, I mean, it's already Steph Curry. And that's the thing. You never see it coming. Like, you know Steph Curry was always there, but you didn't know he was going to make that leap into ridiculousness. Into fucking being Steph Curry. Anyway, we are born.
How did y'all do this, man? Y'all, like, magically made it a sports conversation.
We're masters of rhetoric. It's what it is. High five, internet. High five, Brett. Sports rhetoric in your face.
Hey, by the way, I found a video of your cab driver that you were talking about when y'all were in Spain.
All right.
Yeah, you can watch that.
All right, what's next? What else do we have to talk about, Gina? Keeper of the Flame.
You had something you wanted to talk about, didn't you?
What is that? What are you doing?
Keeping the flame.
She did a weird hand motion. I did have something to talk about. All right. So Gina called me ugly for this, but it's fine. I don't think it's fine. It's ugly.
That's the way what are you listening to? The video.
This is awful. This is awful podcasting right here.
You're listening to people listening to the video.
Well, Brad stuffs garlic bread in his face.
Which adds it a nice muffled
noise. You know he had a good Valentine's Day and weekend watching basketball because of this right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna disappoint you.
Exactly right.
So I guess we're just getting to that point in our life, right? There's like two dudes, our like surprisingly live. Two dudes at my work that are you know, my high school class.
Former
and
classmates.
We would just do this, like, talk, like, hey, do you remember this guy? No, I don't remember this guy. And our class, our high school was big enough that the one guy that I was friends with on the basketball team doesn't know this other guy who lived in my neighborhood. It was pretty big, right? So nobody knows each other. Compare that to some other guy. I was asking him about his high school class. He was like, oh, yeah, man, I just went, you know, like, we had eight people in our class. And I was like, okay.
No.
Whatever. So they're like, hey, do you remember this guy? Well, yeah, did you know he died? I'm like, oh, yeah, like this guy. Did you know he died? He got shot in the head. This guy, car crash. This guy, just, you know, various medical diseases. And so right now it's
those shootings in the head.
Well,
medical diseases.
Yeah, you can't live that, right? But the thing is that, like, it happens. Everybody knows this. Everybody has these people in your life that you're like, oh, you remember so-and-so? Did you know he died in a car wreck? What? I didn't even know. Did you know he had kids? That's crazy. That's real sad. I hope he's doing okay. Everybody remembers the family's
doing
okay.
Doing okay
the
when
family,
he's dead?
The family's doing okay.
Weird stories you
the
hear.
Families are doing okay.
So
I meant to say.
Bizarre.
That's what I'm saying is. And then, but I just realized, like, we're getting to more of these points. Like, I was like, wow, this, like, just this conversation that we had, it's more people than have had been in the last, you know, 10 years. And I was like, you know, 30 years from now, that's going to change to, like, did you know, you remember Brad? Did you know he's still alive? Yeah, he's still alive. What? He's still fucking alive? How do you make it? Because everybody else is dead, you know?
That's the assumption now. I mean, I think if statistics continue to evolve,
statistics don't evolve, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Maybe it'll be in 40 years.
Yeah, yeah. But you get my point. Is that like
also
after a while,
the stories will change.
Yeah, they will.
It won't
change.
Be like shootings and crashes.
Yeah, that was the other
so much as heart failure.
Yeah, it will just mirror the national trends. Like, well, yeah, like old Johnny, you know, died of bad heart.
Finally got laid. Now he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, you got divorced. Like, right now, it's like, hey, did you know that so and so got married? They got married. They're having a kid. Like, one dude's getting married, and the other guy just had a kid, you know? So, like, and we're just barely having our kid. But eventually it's going to be like, yeah, well, you know, one of them died. And they're
dead.
And I know it's just pretty cliche, right? Like, duh, fucking life events happen. But it's weird when it happens to your cohort as you're going through, and you're like, oh, we are experiencing this shit as it goes along. And I've never been old before like you guys, so I'm just wondering, how do you guys deal with it? Like, when y'all got to that point where they're like, did you know fucking Joe and Joe? That guy died. What?
Do you have anybody in your life, Del?
What?
Who's died?
I mean, do you know anybody?
I don't have any immediate circle deaths yet.
Like, how close are we talking?
I don't know. Like, I mean, like, I've had grandparents, like...
Well, see, I'm talking about high school classmates.
I've had high school... A guy who went to my church, he was a grade or two older than me. He died when I was 19. My brother was just talking about a friend of theirs that died when they were in high school. Got shot in the chest with a shotgun.
See?
Crazy.
People get shot with things.
I mean, there was a kid I knew in middle school who died, but that was just a really unfortunate happenstance.
I don't think, yeah, it's not natural circumstances. Like, well, there he is in middle school, the ripe old age of 11, you know?
Yeah. Not like a violent death, you know?
Well, yeah, so I'm saying, even then, it's like, what? Everybody's like, it's a tragedy. At what point, they're like 60, you're like, yeah, it makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're getting to that point. It's going to eventually turn into those things that Gina said. It's going to be heart disease. It's going to be diabetes.
I don't know, though. I mean, I think regardless of age, to me, I think the inciting factor has a lot to do with it. Because even if somebody's 80, if you're like, did you hear about Sam?
Yeah.
Motherfucker was 80. He got shot in the face. He fucked somebody's wife again, and they shot him in the face. I would still be surprised, you know? I think it's the cause of death.
Suddenness of it?
Maybe.
I mean, I feel like you're a little bit alone in that, but yeah. I mean, like, if somebody died, I would have been like, they're 80. I'm like, well, having been shot in the face, that's a bit surprising.
Yeah, but that's
at least he was 80. I feel like, of course, he was playing fast and loose.
Well, that's what you end up saying.
Yeah, that's
what. But you're still surprised that they died.
Yeah,
if like, that's how they died.
Yeah, I mean, anybody getting shot in the face? Like
figures.
unless they're a professional bullet dodger, and you're like, well, that probably did him in, I suppose. Yeah. Anyway, I guess I just came to that realization today. It was this week. Yeah, I was like, this is funny. We're going to have this conversation. We're right here talking about it. And so it's kind of corny. We're like, oh, what?
Well, now it's really? Never going to end.
No, it's never going to
end. It's going to keep getting older.
More people are going to die.
Keep talking about it.
Yeah. That's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. I was saying, on my Facebook page, I don't have one, but I give everybody permission to, like, use it.
The one that you don't have?
The one I don't have. You can, like, restart it, and then when people are like, what? Adam's dead? You can just give out updates, and you just make it up however you want. Like, yeah, guys, it's been 3 days since I died of a shark attack. Just fucking randomize it, and that'll be fine. Yeah.
Adam ever went to the beach. No, he didn't.
Yeah, just respond. Just like, yeah.
He was actually riding his bike, and like, a shark attacked him while he was trying to get a gelato.
Hey guys, it's me from Beyond the Grave with my weekly update. Yeah, that would be great. That would be the kind of legacy I want to leave. The undead Facebook page. You can take this picture right here, me of doing this. Shouldn't have rode along the streets of Kansas. I didn't think a shark would get me. I was wrong.
Yeah, you were. You should have thought that one through.
Should have thought it through.
Now you have a wife and a child that have to live without you.
Yeah. And they're going to chase down the shark.
We're glad we paid that shark. It's going. Moving right along.
Moving along.
I should remember something else we were supposed to talk about, but...
Yeah.
We started our birth classes this week, so that's new. We have to go to 10 classes, so they're once a week.
Talk about a beating, man. It's like...
You have to go.
Well, you know, you don't have
to. It's recommended.
You don't have to do anything. Yeah, that's cool. All I have to do is stay black and die, as I'm told. Yeah. But.
Whoa.
Can I
interject? You can go.
Can I interject here?
No.
Okay. Let me know when I can interject. Thank you for asking, though. Let me know when I can interject.
So, yeah, the first class wasn't that interesting, but I'm glad to be going, getting some preparations. Even if they're not necessary, it just makes you feel like you're getting ready for the big day. So that's what I like about it.
I like that. It's good stuff.
May I interject now?
No. What else? What?
I was just going to say, and this is maybe related to the birth class we had to go to. Hey, when somebody comes to your home, maybe greet them, you know, like an adult. People, man. I'm just saying, this has like happened a couple times. Is that like, and it just feels like it's like an epidemic. We're all adults, right?
Epidemic. Will you finish your words?
Okay, I should finish my words.
I don't really think you need to finish your words.
I shouldn't like finish my words off
halfway through.
Yeah.
For comedic relief.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, so I feel like I've gone to places a lot, and I don't really have a lot of anecdotes here, so I'm just saying, it might be just a feeling, it might be just me. Take that, you know, into account when you're analyzing my bitching over here.
Not a huge sample size.
Yeah, I feel like it's just people just, like, don't, I try to make effort, every effort. Like, if we were meeting you guys for the first time, I'd be like, how you doing? I'm Adam, this is Gina, my wife. And then, you know what I mean? Especially if there's a new person coming to a group. If Dell was new and like, Brad and Gene and I were all friends, we're like, hey, how you doing, Dell? I know you. Dell is my friend, Brad. This is my wife, Gina. And I'm Adam. You know me from the last time we talked. You know what I mean? That's what we do, right? And I feel like you do this. Especially if I'm going to your house. Everybody's uncomfortable. There's like a whole, I feel like there's an unwritten code. Or just say, you can do it however you want it. If you want to be like, hey, what's up? This is all the people. That's fine. If you want to be like, hello, welcome to the home. Welcome to my home. Please sit. If you want to do it super formal, that's fine also. However you do, you is fine with me. I just feel like you should do it. You should take the steps and try to make somebody feel comfortable by introducing them, you know?
So you went somewhere and you weren't introduced to people?
Yeah, which, again, it's again that happened. And especially if you own a business.
How busy was it?
It was not. It was the birthing thing. That's what I'm talking about. The birthing thing.
It's like, birthing class.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but so I mean, you went to part of the reason I asked is like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like with your Halloween party, when y'all threw a Halloween party last year, y'all had what, like 10 people show up?
Yeah, a little bit more. And it's a very, but and some people knew each other before, right? And other people didn't. So we're like, hey, you don't know everybody. Let me introduce you to everybody.
Right.
So we do. Well, first we tried to scare them, and then we did that, but yeah.
But what if there were, like, 40 people?
Same thing.
And you
thing.
Were trying to, like, throw out hors d'oeuvres, and you were, like, just getting the door, and the coats here, and drinks over here, and...
Okay, so, all right, at a certain point, you can't introduce everybody to everybody.
It
but
be
you
harder.
Yeah, you can...
Or you change the way you do it.
Yeah, you say, hey, welcome.
Your way around.
Hey, everybody, this is Brad. We do a podcast together. Hey, Brad, there's food here. Everybody's chilling over there. You might know Dell because, you know, whatever. And you know what I mean?
Do a podcast with him.
Yeah, because you do a podcast with him.
This makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I know.
We should meet sometime.
We really should.
Yeah.
You know, this is good feedback for me because I think I'm a shitty host now.
You.
I'm serious.
You invite people over.
Everybody hates you.
I think if there's enough people that you know that they're like this group of people and all these people know each other and this group of people, all these people know each other. Like, so there's nobody left hanging out, like outliers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if I showed up at your house and you're having a party, you would introduce me to somebody.
Yes.
Or I would just be hanging out with you. But if you were like busy doing something, you would introduce me to somebody that you thought could take care of me or, you know, make me feel comfortable. You would probably do that. Yeah. That's all they're saying.
Yeah, and then as a host, I mean, depending on the situation, as a host, I think Gina does a great job. Well, Gina's a great host. Like, she makes everybody feel comfortable. I think my role in the hosting thing, yeah, Gina doesn't like, she didn't like being called an actress. She likes being called an actor.
Actor. One who acts.
So, like, my role in that is to kind of bring people together. I'm like, hey, you don't really know this one. Or, I mean, you know, some people are a little bit more shy. They're not going to take the time to go burst. Like, they'll go in like, you know, I heard you talking, and that was an A flat there or something like that. By the way, you suck. You know what I mean? Don't ever join my choir. They will do that, and that's fine.
Settlers Catan, that's a great game.
Yeah, Dell did that. That's how he totally inserted himself in our conversation. Trying to hit on
elbow patches first.
I know. He's like, hey, I have elbow patches. I'm a professor. Does that chick want to go out with me? And it's like, I don't know. Well, I mean,
turns
out
she didn't.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
Gina,
I'm
so.
People out of the deal.
Yeah, so did you learn anything from Breathing Time? Breathing Time 101?
Wasn't a lot of news that day, but you know what I did learn? They say that it's our posture these days, the way we sit reclined very often, that causes kids more often, babies more often, to be posterior when they're born, which means their back facing your back.
Or OP, as it's called. the opinion.
And so now I'm all self-conscious about sitting down all the time, and sitting the past day or two has not been as comfortable.
So
I'm reclining.
I helpfully helped Gina by smacking her on the back of the head and like, sit upright.
Yep.
God damn it. Yeah. I feel that's my back.
Yes.
That's my place as a husband. It's my place as a husband.
Which, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To form a hammock. How do y'all say that?
Because I don't want that to happen. And if anybody's listening, you're like, what's the big deal about that?
Yeah, that's how I say it.
The thing is, when the baby
video is like hammock
is facing outward, when they're coming out of you, it gives their head a wider circumference than when they're facing the other way. And also the back of their skull presses up against your tailbone on their way out. So it causes what they call back labor. So it's just a lot more painful, a lot more uncomfortable than it should be or is supposed to be when they're in the right position.
Yeah. Once again, this is a time.
So now I got to sit on a ball or on the floor or something. I'm like, can I do that for 3 months?
Yeah, I mean,
you can. Train the kid.
A lot of it's sort of a crapshoot, too. I mean, the kid can go.
Either way.
Kid can get breached, too.
Yeah.
That's obviously, the worst-case scenario.
But, you know, when they were talking about breech birth.
You
don't
want fucking, one leg hanging out.
Well, the kid...
Her anecdote was, other cultures, some other mysterious cultures that were not named, where they don't have breech births, and you know this because they don't even have a word for breech, they don't sit like we do. Mm-hmm. So that's also attributed to our super crappy, relaxing sitting style.
Immediately I thought, that just sounds like fucking spurious correlations. Like, how do you know? Where's the fucking science behind this?
And that's, there might be science.
Yeah, there might be, but she's quoting it like she's fucking
dope. They don't often read back the articles that they got the information from.
They should.
They don't.
I want citations.
I think it's reasonable to ask for a citation for such a... an obviously... brazen lie.
Well, I wouldn't call it a lie. I'd call it a spurious connection. I mean, there's so much there. It's like the thing we talked about food recently, about those the Inuit people, and they're like, oh, they're eating the fucking omega-3 fatty acids. It must be that we need to eat that. And like, oh, it turns out that they're just able to digest that.
Right,
you can't do it.
So how do we know that these people who don't have a word for breech are just not, you know, genetically.
They haven't assigned a word for this thing.
It could be that, yeah.
It happens all the time. There's so many things,
also they have a higher rate of miscarriage, because when it's breached, they just fucking throw the mom and the baby in the river. Because it's all, we don't. It's
there are like 10 different.
I think they would still find
problems.
Out.
Yeah. So there's that. I mean, there's just so many things, right? Maybe they're genetically dispositioned to not give birth breached, right?
Why are we?
Because, I mean, I'm saying, well,
it's
we?
It's the lazy boys. And
again, who is we?
Americans.
Yeah, Americans. What kind of Americans? Italian Americans.
All of them.
What?
I agree. Like, that seems so... How long has this been happening? Because, wasn't there a time period where women basically had to lay down the entire time they were pregnant?
In the 50s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that didn't cause it, but now that we sit at desks?
No, that could have caused it too. We've been having position problems.
I mean, feel like the whole fucking construct of pregnancy is so fear-based.
It's not necessarily the position you're in when you're giving birth that causes it, because it's like the months leading up when the baby starts to get in position. Although, they can change position during labor.
Right.
You can rotate them.
They can change position in the middle of the night while you are sleeping. They can change position all the time.
But typically toward the end of your pregnancy, they settle into the position for giving birth.
Sit however the motherfuck you want.
Turns out I have to sit on the floor on a piece of wood or something.
Just to lay at a nice 60-degree angle, just kind of hovering over the floor like that.
You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to harden you up. It doesn't have shit to do with the baby position. They're like, what can we do to make these women as uncomfortable as possible?
To lean forward.
So that when they get here...
At all
times. Have you
They're
done any
Taylor scenes to pain slightly.
Really? You're supposed to be leaning forward all the time?
No, it's supposed to be that you're supposed to sit kind of like how you do on a medicine ball.
Or leaning forward.
The way you sit in the medicine ball.
So you don't sit on a medicine ball.
Core posture.
You throw a medicine ball.
Well, yeah, not a medicine ball. Okay,
whatever. I mean, you could sit on a medicine ball, I guess.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying.
Sounds kinky.
Yeah.
sit on the balls, Gita.
Yeah, so it's kind of like good posture. I mean, a lot of this stuff, and I feel bad because I'm sitting there and I'm just like...
Yeah, but it kind of makes sense because they say, the gravity thing, so if you're reclined, then the baby's heavier part, their back wants to lean against your back. But if you lean forward, then their back will rest in the hammock.
You know what it, sounds like to me? It sounds like an untested hypothesis.
Yes, that's what it does. I'm like, you know what? That's a great hypothesis. That's a great research question. Please get back to me when you have data.
That's how they scare us, pregnant ladies.
Right now is getting the data.
You're collecting data.
Right.
This is a blind study.
Yeah.
You just don't know that you're part of it.
Yeah.
Also, it's funny because, like, everybody's doing this method, right? And you kind of do it. It's not Lamaze, it's the Bradley method. Which is husband coach birth. And again, we're all totally receptive. And they go around the room, how'd you figure out about this? Well, you know, we've kind of did the research and we think this is the way to go. And blah. So everybody's into it. And then she proceeds to give her sales pitch on doing it this way. I'm like, we're already here ready to buy Nikes and you're telling us about the benefit of fucking Nikes? I mean, know your audience. Know your audience. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Those two things this week. That was the end of my interjection. I'm sorry for taking up so much time. But, yeah, it was those two things. It just bothered me this week. I had things at work where people were just, like, talk at you, completely forgetting the concept. Like, we know this, man. You don't have to give the preamble. We're here, you know? Or people not giving a preamble when there's a mixed crowd. Like, I mean, come on. Know your audience here. Take the time to know your audience.
Okay. I had two things today specifically, if I could just interject, that I thought were – really random.
Got interjected all on. They got Aaron Gordon interjected on. What's up?
Go ahead.
One, I saw a Lamborghini riding home from work tonight. Not many of those.
Did you scratch it?
Not many of those in Richmond. No, I mean, it was driving beside me in the street. What? Not many of those in Richmond. Also, why in the fuck are you out when all the streets are covered in ice in a Lamborghini?
Look, if you can afford a Lamborghini, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I guess. Whatever.
Let's take this bitch on ice. Lamborghini one is a go.
And the other thing?
Oh, the other thing is my house is for sale and I didn't know it.
What?
Yeah.
What? How does that happen?
I got a notice from Zillow that my house was on sale.
I'll take it.
So I fucking emailed Zillow and I was like, hey guys, no, this is my house and no, it's not for sale. And they emailed me back, well, it's also on this realtor's website for sale. Maybe you should check him out. So I gave him a call a little while ago. I was, hey, how's it going? I was just calling to try to figure out why you're trying to sell my house. And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, well, see, my house is on Zillow and it says that you are the listing agent for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could explain that. And he was like, oh, well, you know, it's not me. Zillow sometimes will just post people's houses and they'll choose realtors from, you know, at random.
Yeah, they chose you, dickhead. They said you're the one that did it.
All right. So if you could go ahead and get in touch with them and say that you're not the realtor listing this property, that would be great. He was like, oh, I can't do that. And I was like, so you're saying it's just Zillow and you have no dominion over your own name is what you're saying? And he was like, well, I mean, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, okay, so why does my property also appear on your personal website? And he was
like,
well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
What the fuck do you know? Like, can you tell me some things that you know?
That's what I said. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? I was like, do you not know anything about technology? He was like, no. And I was like, okay. So who's the technology liaison in your fucking office? Because I want to know that person's name. So tomorrow when I call, I can speak directly to that person to find out why I cannot go to sleep in my own fucking house.
Yeah. Does that same person help you wipe your ass? You don't fucking know shit. Why are you a realtor? Just go fucking, quit.
He's like, quit. You know what? I'm done with this conversation. I was courteous. I called you back. I was like, fuck you.
What a dickhole.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
So did you get anything resolved?
Is it still on, still for sale? Can I still buy your house on Zillow?
We're gonna buy it.
You can probably buy my fucking house.
Then yes. I want the website because I'm gonna get your own and tell this dude I want to see the house.
Put in an offer.
I'll text it to you.
All right. Can I see the house, please? Hey, I want to be in Richmond.
Like, when can you show me this house?
I'd like to buy this house, please.
I'd like to pay twice as much as it's listed for. Immediately. Can you draw the papers up? Fax them to me.
I saw it on Zillow and your website, and I'm really excited about it.
So I know it's legit. Because I know you wouldn't put a fake listing to, like, prop up your business. Or
yeah.
So the last thing we were supposed to talk about...
Yes, ma'am.
...was the movie that was assigned.
It was a movie?
What was it called?
Everybody didn't watch it. You and me and everyone we know.
Who watched it?
We watched it.
I've watched it, Brad. What's wrong with you, man?
Filthy liars. If you guys have another week, will you watch the movie?
I swear to God, I'll watch it.
I was going to watch it tonight and then the Grammys.
You, me, and everyone else.
You and me.
Irene.
And everyone we know.
You and me and everyone we know.
It's on Netflix.
Harley and me.
It's on Netflix. So watch it this week. Listeners, watch it this week. We will talk about it next Monday. Watch the movie.
It was really good. I liked it.
Only a one-car garage, Brad? I don't want your fucking house. Fucking shanty house over there. One-car garage.
They can fit... You can fit like 100 cars in your garage.
Oh, yeah.
No. Adam and Gina.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least.
It's got like multiple floors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this little shanty here, huh? Little shanty house.
Does he even have a butler's quarters?
No.
That's some bullshit. What the hell kind of mansion is this? It's like a waste.
I think that's the show, guys.
I think it is the show.
That's the show.
That's the show.
Also, our kid's going to be ugly. That's the other thing.
That's disappointing.
So many people were like, oh, your kid's going to be so cute. Cursed and I told him. I told him straight out. Like, look, you just cursed us. Now we know our kid's going to be ugly, and it's your fault.
I come after you when my ugly kid...
leave our baby on your doorstep.
So ugly that it makes me rich.
Here's your little outfielder. Yeah.
We do fucking Batman Return style and leave the penguin baby in there. You know, like, we can do it that. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Del's going to sing you a song. He's going to sing... Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, in the key of...
We'll pentatonic it for you.
Yeah, pick a key.
So we're all going to do it together.
What are the available keys?
We'll give you the music.
Q?
Started in Q.
The key of X.
Started in Q.
X plus.
I can't say it's too hot.
No.
Sing it, fucking... Sing it, no.
Twinkle, twinkle... This key is so hard, I can never get it right.
What key are you trying to do?
Hold on. Booty. I wonder what you are. That's right. Yes. Nailed it.
Boot. What did you even do there?
Adele, you heard it, dude.
I heard you like
you heard it.
Burp or something there.
Yeah. That's Q. That's what Q sounds like a lot of times to the untrained ear.
That's level Q for your asses. All right.